with the federal government on the ground helping Constance Lake First Nation as it deals with a blastomycosis outbreak, the local MPP is calling on the province to support the community as well. Yesterday, a state of emergency was declared because of the outbreak of the lung infection caused by a fungus found in soil, wet wood or mold. The source of the fungus is not known and is being investigated. Indigenous Services Canada arrived in the community near Hearst today. As of November 21, it reports there were 9 probable cases of blastomycosis and 8 people under investigation for blastomycosis. 3 people also recently died. It's not confirmed if it was due to the infection, but it's very likely, said Chief Ramona Sutherland in an interview yesterday. People have also been transferred to hospitals in Sault Ste. Marie, Ottawa, Sudbury, North Bay and Timmins. Blastomycosis is not contagious, and it is not transmitted from person to person, nor between animals and humans. That said, the number of cases is very concerning and the department is mobilizing all efforts to support the community, said ISC in an update on the situation. The federal department says it's working with Sutherland, the Porcupine Health Unit, the Ontario Ministry of Health, the Mattawa Chiefs Council and other partners to address the community's needs. The supports ISC says are currently in place are: the Porcupine Health Unit and the Mattawa Tribal Council are inspecting sites to determine the source of the outbreak. Sutherland has said there are at least 10 spots identified in the community. The Public Health Agency of Canada also mobilized a field epidemiologist to help with the investigation on November 21, with the work beginning on over the weekend. ISC is working with a Toronto-based laboratory that specializes in mold and fungi to send a PhD mycologist to collect samples from the areas identified by community leadership. Sporumteryx is analyzing the samples collected on November 22 and 23 by the Foo and Mattawa Tribal Council. The Hearst Hospital's operating room is currently closed to allow for probable cases and people who are under investigation for blastomycosis to be observed. Hôpital Notre-Dame Hospital also has a stock of antifungals for treatment. The province is providing surge acute care support for the hospital. ISC is assessing the need for more surge nursing support. Indigenous Services Canada, ISC, is working with partners who provide mental wellness supports to the community to secure additional mental health and crisis response supports if requested by the community, reads the update. The province of Ontario is expediting relevant testing to ensure results are available as soon as possible. Mushkegawuk James Bay MPP Guy Burgoyne has released a statement calling for more support from province. Doug Ford must support the community of Constance Lake with the support and resources it needs now to deal with this frightening illness. People have died and more are sick, reads Burgoyne's statement. The community needs to know that the provincial government will take immediate action to ensure that people who are ill are getting urgent medical care, and that everyone is being moved into safe accommodation so that this illness doesn't spread to more people in the community. There is no time to delay. The Ford government must act now to keep families in Constance Lake safe.